The second pasuk is Ba'aretz Yisrael. As the Medrash on the pasuk over there says that these four lashonos, Tov, Vavo, V'choshes, eight times, are coming to be meramis for the Talit Galusim that Klal Yisrael is going to be used. So Vavo, V'choshes, and Al Pnei Ta'ayim. Pasuk is Barim Adeshim. That the first Golus of Klal Yisrael, the Golus of Mitzrayim, which is the Golus which is written in the Torah, is the Golus which is covering everything, all four angles of it. But only the last Golus that Klal Yisrael is in, which is the Golus where now Golus Edoy, is the Chosim which is covering Hakol. Even though the Golus we're in now is Golus Edom, Etzem is Koyo, all the angels in Golus. And now is his mind, we have to fix all the Yavam. Because even though we're speaking about Golus Yavam, but Golus Yavam, the Etzem, is Megea, even Achshon. What is the way the Pasuk is Magde, Golus Yavam? Choshech of Neitam. The Iker of Golus Yavam is a Choshech. Edoy is Mitzichas, is Harigas, is what Russia did to so many Yidden, that they went after them and they killed so many. That's the angle of Russia, Edoy. And then there's another angle in this Golus, the angle of Choshech. As what is the Choshech of Yavam? The Iker Mahus of Yavam is Choshech. Which is very interesting, because in the world, the period of light was the period of Yavam. They were very into science, they were very into psychology, they were very into Chochmah. As if anything in the world, it was a period of light. But by us, how we magdir Yavam, we magdir it, it's Choshech. That's the Mahus of Golus Yavam. But what is the Choshech of Yavam? As the Medrash says, that they told them, Kisu lachem al keren ashar, ki ein lachem tzelek, imam nachla, ve elekei yisrael. That's the Choshech of Yavam, that they made it zera, ein lachem tzelek, ve elekei yisrael. The Yidden lived in Russia for many years under the Tsars, where they tortured the Yidden. They did terrible things to the Yidden. They used to steal children, put them in the army, try to get them not to be Yidden. And afterwards, under communism, where the Yidden for many years suffered that they weren't allowed to be Yidden. They weren't allowed to do Torah and mitzvahs, the rabbi. For many years, this Zeda of Ein Lechem Zedek Melekei Yisrael was very strong and very prominent. The Zeds went around what they did to Yidden. And Yidden were Moiser Nefesh La'Voidus Hashem. Chokach Habe Yidden were Moiser Nafshay L'Kedushas Shmoy. It's important for us once in a while, when we live in a joy, that we don't have these mistakes. But to see what Yidden did to learn Torah, what Yidden did to learn Mitzvahs, the mysterious nefesh they had, that they went against the Yavonim and throughout the virus. It reminds us of the krichas we have that are sitting and waiting for us to ask for the Torah. But that's the choshech of Yavon. Kisu lechem al keren hashar ki ein lechem chelek elokei Yisrael. Zog the Ramban, Yavon is Teva. It's the Indian of everything works out the Teva. There's no Siyata Vishmaya. Everything is here from the world. And that's what the Ike Snagdus was connected Elokei Yisrael. What we're going to see in this Medrash is a Gavaldika Chiddush. This is a big insight and light for everyone. We've heard the Medrash 100 times. I don't think we understood it to fully, the message that it's coming to give us. Living life without Hashem is choshech, is a disaster. It's living in the dark. It's living in tsar. It's living with tsaris. It's living with imenuchas hanefesh. It's a choshech she'ein kamod. The ikar choshech for Yehudi is when he lives life without Hashem. As the biggest choshech for Klal Yisrael is living without Hashem. We live in a world where there's a big Messiah of the Taivis of Olam Hazeh, the Yoni Olam Hazeh, the Tanuge Olam Hazeh. That's what gives you Simchas Achayim. That's what gives you Oysher Achayim. Over here, what it's teaching you is Chelek Belukei Yisrael. That's Oysher Achayim. That's the Yisrael Achayim. Anything away from that, that's the head of the Medrash in this week's Parsha, a very powerful Medrash. The Medrash in the beginning of Parsha's Mikkel. Vayhi Mikkel Shnasayim Yomim. Zog the Medrash, Kate Tzom L'Chvayshish. Parsha's Mikkel always falls out on Hanukkah, because it's coming to teach you the lesson of Hanukkah. Mikates, Kates, Shom, L'Choshech. Yosef Avinu had years of tsar. Years that he was tortured. Years that he was in jail. Years that he was working for a mushkes, for Potiphera. He had years of avdus. And a kashbohu vayhi mikates. It's the end. It's finishing. The Lamedcha. That every student and every Nisayim and every Golus that we have, there is Kate. Kate Shom Lakosh. That's what the Medrash says. Zot the Chofetz Chaim Alatmela. It's a big limit for us in the Yisgenius that we're in now, in the Golus that we're in now, to know Yavai Hayoyim. We're going to be able to be Mis'amet. We're going to be able to be Mis'roimet. Just like we saw in the nest of Chanukah. For Oy, Zot the Chofetz Chaim, very powerful. It says that by Yiritsu Yosef min Abar, when Paro called Yosef, he took him out of the bar very quickly. As the Sipurna asked, why did they have to rush him out of the bar? As he says, it's coming to teach you that in this man of the Yeshua, in this man of the Gula, Shuas Hashem Kerif Ayin. Yosef, 1 second, was sitting in the Beis HaSayyid. He was sitting a prisoner in jail. And the next second, he got out of jail, and there was a Chassidish Yid that gave him $100,000 for sitting in jail that he didn't go to the army. That's what happened with Zmana said. Of a Yosef, what really happened was he became the Melech of Mitzrayim. Yosef had Shuas Hashem going from low, low to Herif Ayin. Zot the Sipornoi, the Kain Hayah v'Mitzrayim. They ran out, the Lo Yoyelev Zman v'Yamameya, the Matzis, the Kain Yiyah, the Gula Arsidah. It can happen all of a sudden, quicker than you think. All of a sudden, Kisam Yavah, you bring the first. Right away, the Gula is going to happen. But this is teaching us, Kate Shom L'Choshech. There is a Kate to the Choshech. That's the lesson of Hanukkah, and that's the lesson in the beginning of the parasha. Of the Medrash continues. When do you have Choshech? Zog the Medrash, Choshech is when the Yetzahara is Misgaber. When there's Chet, that's what brings Choshech onto a person. Yichav Yisrael, when he got up to speak before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, he didn't give a whole shmooze for 40 minutes. Some people like to speak for a long time. He used to say a sentence. What was his sentence? You do Averus, you're going to have Choshech. It's going to be bitter for you in life. You're going to have a terrible life. That was the Ganser Musashmooze. Where is it based on? This medrash. Choshech, Averis. Why did this happen to Yosef? Because he was Medaber Lashon Hara al Yosef was Mishaleh, Yosef was Mishroimer, and then he has kicked Shom Lachoshech. Every person has the capability to rise above his Yetzer Hara, to lift himself up, and to be kicked Shom Lachoshech. That's the powerful message of the Medrash. What is Choshech and what is Hara? In the Medrash in Bereishis, we have a Hemshech. Choshech is Eilachem Chelech Bebe Yisrael. Or is the heavens. But what did the Yavanim want? They wanted, you should live, you should function, continue in life of the Eilachem Chelech Bebe Yisrael. Martin Gittin says they were going so you shouldn't be master Shem Shemayim Bichlal. They wanted to be Oyker Hashem, and that's Choshech. And the Tikkun Shabbat was, as the Medrash says, very powerful. How did the Maccabeim, what gave them the Koyach to be Mishaleh, to go to war? As the Medrash in the Megillas Tanis says that he said, we put our bitachin in Hashem. Hashem is going to help us. They say, Ein lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael. They say, we're detached. He can't help us. You're a lost case. You're in Golus. You're a Shayim. Hashem can't help you. Hashem's not going to help you. We come and we say, Yesh lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael. Hashem is with us. Hashem is going to help us. And Hashem did help. What did they put on their shields? They wrote Maccabi. Mi kamoicha be'elim Hashem. We believe Hashem is going to help us, and no one could stop Hashem. They had a bitachin, but not stama bitachin in Hashem. Hashem's a good person. Hashem does good things. Gevaldik. Mi kamoicha ve'elim Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants is going to happen. They went full force on that mi kamoicha ve'elim Hashem. And they were mekadesh shem shamayim to a darga hanifla b'yoysim. As the Yavanim tried to take away from them the Or of Hashem, the Or of Hashchina, and they came back full force. They went to fight the Yavanim with the Or of Hashem, with the Or of Hashchina, Mi Kamoicha Be'elim Hashem. And they were Zoicha, the Sfarim HaKadoshim bring that Chanukah. Why do we call it Chanukah? What's the Sheikh is the word Chanukah to what went on? It was the Nes HaShemin and the Nes of the Milchama. Why is it called Chanukah? Azot the Zayir HaKadosh that it was Chanu Chofhei. Kakosu B'tikuni HaZayir. The Chofhei, Oisius, in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But the Zohar says something very interesting. He says the first 24 days is Keneged Baruch Shein Tivoyim Malchusa Yo'elam Ba'ed, which is Yehuda Tassah. The 25th day is the Giloy of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Lishayra, the Chofei of Shema Yisrael, which is Yehuda Ilah. Now, Yechida Tisar and Yechida Yilah is in Yani Kabbalah and Me'alu Me'evu Fas. But they bring down from the Bala Tanya, and he says it from Balud of Shah, and other Svarim Akhtoshim, his mother is an Ephra Svarim, that they say this. What is Yechida Tassah and Yechida Allah mean? Aldera Chabshah. Yechida Tassah, Tachtoy, this world. Klal Yisrael went to Mochama in those 24 days, and Klal Yisrael gave up their lives. And they said, we believe in you, Hashem. We're willing to give our lives to you. That's Yechida Tassah. And they were Zeicha to Yechida Yilah. Hashem was Yechida, that Ein Oiv Mo Malko. And the Taka won, and they were Taka, they had a Yeshua. When Klal Yisrael takes the first step, and they live life, that we're giving our lives, we're dedicating our lives to you. We believe in you, and in what you say, your Torah, your mitzvahs, we believe in it. As that's Goyim the Gilui of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's Goyim the Gilui of the Or of the Shechina to be Misgale into the world. That's the Indian, that's what the Zohar says, that's the shame of Hanukkah. It's the Gilui of the Or of Shema Yisrael. As the Yevanim said, Ein Lachem Chelek Bis Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael comes back and says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. He watches over us. He's with us every step of the way. Vashem Echad. And everything else is Ephes. As that was the Tikkun, that was the Or Gadol Chanukah. And that's what it says, Ner Chanukah is a Gilui of the Or HaGadol. What's the Or HaGadol? The Oidapa, Or HaGadol, Hechad, Pa'al, Me'eva, Lasog HaSeinu, of a one Knech, which is Negei Elanu. The Or HaGadol will be the Gilui of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that when it's Miskale, it'll be a tiny She'in Kamayu for everyone who is Dovid Bashem, it'll be Nifl. But the Gilui is the Or of Hashem Echad. And whoever was Dovid Kol Achayim, when that Gilui comes, Niflo B'yos, the time of his Ein Kamayu. As that's what the Ner of Chanukah is here for. We're in a Golus, where we have to work very hard, and we have to put a lot of effort into it. The Or of Chanukah reminds us there's something special waiting for you. There's a beautiful Or that's waiting for you. If you do your Yechida Tatar, you do your Avoida, you are David B'Torah, and Hashem's Torah, and Hashem's Mitzvahs, as Yovai HaYoyim, you'll have your Yeshua and your Godless also. The model of this, the one who showed it so strongly, was Yosef HaTzadik. What was the secret of Yosef HaTzadik? As the Gemara Yedir in last week's parasha, it says that Yosef was an Ish Matzliach because Hashem was Itoi and B'chol Hashem was. Even Paroi said, where do you find a guy like this that had Elokim Imo? Even the Mitzriyim, Hamushchosim B'Yoyster, Hamenuvolim B'Yoyster, when they saw Yosef, they thought, wow, what a guy. GDSD is with him all the time. Yeah. What was the side of Yosef HaTzadik? As we saw, the side of Matisyo was that he put his bitachon in Hashem. The Medrash Tanchuma in last week's parasha says something so powerful. Vashem Itoi. Why was Hashem Itoi? Because Rashi brings the Medrash that Shem Shamayim Shogar appeared. As the Medrash hears words that are so powerful. Yosef turned to Hashem. He said, Hashem, you're the only one that could help me. Hashem, I know you're with me and you'll help me. Hashem, please let me have chayim be'ein necho, and let me have chayim be'ein my odoy, that you should treat me well. And he said, he was matzliach. That's what it means, Hashem Yitoy. As we have a common denominator between Yosef and Matisyo and Tzav. They both, they're b'tachin and Hashem, that Hashem is going to be with them and help them, was very strong. And that was the story of how he was Matzliach and how he was Oilo in all his Nisyonos. He always kept Hashem. If we could coin it, that was the Or of his life that kept him through the darkest moments. That he always had Hashem with him. When Paro said, I heard you could be Pesach HaLoinis, Yosef has his chance. He's been put down for many years. He's been treated as an eved. He was accused of doing terrible things. Finally, he has his rega to bask in kavod. No. This is his time for glory, to tell everyone his story. This is his time for fame. Ah! What does Yosef say? He says, Yosef, I heard you know how to be placed a chalaimis. As Yosef should say, yeah, just watch my podcast. I'll tell you about the secrets to my success. You know why I'm successful? I'm bright. I'm brilliant. I'm very talented. And if you want to use my services, just call here, and I'm very cheap too. And Yosef could have gone, and he could have, wow, this is his chance. Instead, what does Yosef say? Elokim Yane Shloim. What a powerful answer. You know why I'm Atzliach? Not me. You know why I'm placed the Chalaimis? Not me. Elokim. It's all from Hashem. Niflidim. Even Paroi HaRosha Chas. This is a guy with Siyata Dishmaya. Oh. Because his Hatzlacha was Me'al U'me'evah. When the Mitzri wanted, he said, finally, this mitzvah that Yitzi was placed in Machalim Taib, he's finally being Masker Yosef. He forgot him for 2 years. What does he say? He's the Eved, he's the Ivri. You can't raise him to any Malucha. As you see, they're anti-Semitic. You see how against Yosef they were. And Yosef becomes Mumuna on the whole country of Mitzrayim. It's a Nes Noira. Yes. Unfortunately, by the Goyim, there's such a thing called fairy tales. Like you have this little poor princess, poor girl, and she turns into a princess. You have this poor boy, and he turns into a fancy thing. It's all sipurei softa, fairy tales. For these things to happen, you need siyata d'shmaya g'dayla. You brought up that kinuch. Wow, what are those stories? They're just terrific. Great! We don't realize how much siyata d'shmaya went into what went on here. You take a person from being the shmutz of Mitzrayim. He went to Eishes Poitifera, the chutzpin Yaakov of Mitzrayim. And now he becomes Mishnah LeMelech, and he wins the elections hands down. The Republicans and the Democrats vote for him. You believe it? Everyone voted for Yosef. Paroyes, all his advisors, not one. No one was jealous of him. Nifladik is the Yatzad Ishmael. Because when we put our bitachin in Hashem, the Yatzad Ishmael, that Zlacha, is on a different level. Nifladik is the Yatzad Ishmael. Zakir Tzadik, that is the shame. Matis Yohu. Matis Yud Kei Vav. Ben Yoichanan. Yud Vav Hanan. That's the way they live. Ben Yosef HaTzadik. Ben Matis Yol Ben Yoichanan. He says, that's why it doesn't say Mordechai Ben. Why is it saying Matis Yol Ben Yoichanan in Al Arisa? He says, because his name has the meaning of Hanukkah, the Seder of Hanukkah. He lived life Matis Koch. Yud Vav Hanan. They went to Chashmonaim. Wow, you guys are great. You went to Melchama. You won. And he got up and he said, yes, anachnu giborim. Achayalim shelanu giborim. No, that's not what he said. He said, Yud Vav Hanan. He said, Matis Kor. He got up and he said, Nisim v'nifloiz. That's the real Maccabees. Because that's the Indian, that's the aura of life. The aura of Shechinah, the aura of their Hanukkah. We light. Ner Hanukkah mismol, mezuzah miyamin. What does it say in the mezuzah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. As we're surrounded, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad miyamin. And we have the Ner Hanukkah mismol, if you desire, it's the Valdik. The Indian of Ner Hanukkah is to be Mara, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. is another gerusa, the shiltis, and the balabayis is wearing tzitzis. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, if you do the number of krichas that we have in the tzitzis, 7, 9, 11, 13, it's b'gematria Hashem Echad. As all the time, we walk around with tzitzis, with mezuzah on our door, the whole year, every time, that's the way Yid goes. Shema Yisrael in the morning, Shema Yisrael at night, tzitzis, mezuzah. Nechanika is the gilui of what the mezuzah means. It's the R in our life. There's a life of choshev without Hashem, and there's a life of R which is with Hashem. Here it says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the R HaGonis only was for 36 hours. That's why there's 36 neighbors, and that is the 36 hours of R HaGonis. It was such a great system of life. Why did Hashem take it away and put the Shemesh in instead? Because Hashem should have left the R HaGonis. Azak Rashi from the Medrash, because the R was so, the Hanavi R was so great, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gunzu the Tzadikim. As the first 36 hours, the world was Roy. After that, it wasn't Roy. It was put away for a Tzadikim. Yosef HaTzadik was the Gilui Katan of the R HaGonis L'Sha'asim Mocha. To take a person that he's in so low and that he's raised so high, the Yeshua, the Simcha that he had, is the Me'ain Amashu of the R HaGonis. Ner Chanukah, that they went out, they went a matziv of Oyim V'Noira, and a couple of people went out and they stood up for what's right. That was the Gilui of the R HaGonis. And that's a reminder for all of us what's in store for everyone that holds Shark in his Choshech of Golus. The beautiful R HaGonus, which is waiting for everyone who holds strong and holds Shark. Yavei Hayoyim v'keitz shom l'Choshech Golus. And he'll be Zeicha like Yosef HaTzadik to the R HaGonus. The key is to believe and hold strong. And that will keep us, as if we believe in the Or of Shechina, we believe in the Ner Mitzvah B'Toyra Or, the Or of His Mitzvahs, as will be Zeicha to the Or of Or HaGonis Shel HaAsad Yavah. And the Shechina will be Mizgala Oyrapam, and the Tanugim will be amazing, unbelievable. Nifla B'Yosef. Coming to Gaisha Yom Kippur. We have whatever it's called, everyone knows. You see the trees with the lights, you see the people walking around with those red hats. Unfortunately, they're here. They're here too. Yeah. And then New Year's Day is the peak. What do they do? Drugs and alcohol. Because that's, whoa, the high is like, whoa, that's like, that's the peak of the id of the Goyim. Nebuchadnezzar, there's some yeshiva about them that they think kind of is the time for alcohol too. Nebuchadnezzar. Although someone says, I don't get it. They have such a blast. We don't. I'm just sitting in the basement. I said, how am I celebrating Hanukkah? Have to wine, get high, have a good time. How could I celebrate? There's two kinds of celebration. There's the celebration, you have a moment, a peak of joy that lasts for a moment, and then it comes and goes. And then there's a celebration of knowing that you're working for, you're doing something which is so valuable, so meaningful, that you're putting away for you a netzach nitzachim of teiva she'ein kamayu, that no one has like you. The celebration is on a different level. Moshe l'mah davar davar. There was someone who got really drunk on Exodus. He went to his friend. I'm saying the Moshe, a bachur got drunk on Chanukah Abba. It's called bachur, I won't use the Moshe. Someone got really drunk on Exodus, and he went to his friend, who was sober, as he was walking, he was toting, going back and forth, and he couldn't, like, get up. And he said, "Why aren't you getting drunk? How are you going to be happy?" He said, "I don't have to get drunk. I just won the lottery." And he lives in Flatbush. "No, he just won the lottery. And he won $10 million. I need to get drunk. My whole life is changed. It's a different life. It's a different simcha. It's a much more premium, long-lasting simcha." Because that's the simcha of Baruch Hanukkah. It's the simcha of knowing we live a life where we're in the Or. We're not in the Choshech. It's the simcha of knowing there's an Or that's put away for us. It's nifcha b'yoseh. We're going to be zeicha b'god. Yaakov Galinsky used to say, in the old movie theaters, the way it works is they turn off the lights and they turn on the movie theater. They turn on the movie. Some Yeshiva Bachurim in their dira, they do it too. They turn off the lights and they have these screens and they watch. Yeah. Yaakov Galinsky used to say, the turning off the lights is coming to show you movies, is Choshech Shel Yomam. Turn off the lights before. By us on Hanukkah, we turn on the light. The real light of life. It's a shenyaza. We should take the heart and really look for the light of life. The Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam to be Mabrik Arnashamas. The Or of Bitachin in Hashem. The Or of Hashem's Torah and Mitzvahs. As is Hashem, we should hold strong, and everyone should be Zlecha on their Hanukkah. On this Hanukkah, it should be Ketzam Lachleshech Shalom. It should be Zlecha to more and more Or, more and more Myras, more and more Sias. As Hashem, the whole Klal Yisrael should be Zlecha with Gulos and Yeshuas. Hashem sent a very strong message to us in the beginning of this Hanukkah. The Yiddish and the Shamis that were killed. No one's mentioning it. No one's making a big to-do about it because people feel, "I don't want to ruin your Hanukkah." But let's ignore it and continue. And it's so sad. Beautiful, precious Yiddish and the Shamis were killed at a Hanukkah this year. The message is powerful. It's kimat. Mashiveh, on a Shmini Atzeres Nesiva, Yidin were killed too. It's like you don't have to be too big of a Ilur to see somewhat of a connection. The Chagim, Shmini Atzeres, is a Shvitzman of Chanukah, is a Zman of Yeshua's. Hashem sent us such a powerful message to wake us up. We're still in the Choshech of Galus. We need a lot of Yeshuas. We need a lot of Swissim. It's not yet time to party. It's a very deep message. Let's cover it. Let's take it to be a Ilu Neshama for all the Arugim. To be a Swiss that Hashem should watch over the children, the Kula. Let's be Ma'ayr together, the Swiss Zed. There should be a Yeshuas and Klal Yisrael. Hashem should watch over Yidden wherever they are. Because we have the Koyach to be Ketzam L'Choshech. It's in our hands to end all the Tzitzis. let's be misazik together. This Hanukkah, Hashem gave us a powerful message. Let's be misazik together to be ketzam the kol achleshech, the ayra, the ula, the yeshua, the kol.